Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today. This morning, I want to talk about faith. And I have to say, whoever put me on the roster to preach on faith did a really bad job, and it was me. I looked at it and I was like, should I call in sick, Lord? What have I done? I've ring my boss, but my boss is me, so I can't call in sick. Because I'm one of those people that stands before you on the journey of faith and not yet seen big promises. I'm one of those people that stand before you and gave every year at Presence Miracle Offering for 10 years and didn't see it fulfilled. But faith isn't a spiritual vending machine. It's not. It's not put it in and get it out. It's not what it is. Faith is a tenacity to believe in the goodness and the power and the faithfulness of God no matter what. No matter what. No matter what my eyes will see, no matter what my circumstances tell me, they will not have the last say. So I just want to pray this morning and then we're going to open up the Word. Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you, God, that we're going to have Dave Hall in 2 weeks who is going to bring the house down with miracles. We're going to have Saundy next week who is going to do incredible things of raising our faith levels. But I pray this morning for those who have had faith journeys that have been way too long. Those that are still in that tension of waiting for things. I pray this morning that we would stand back up on the rock of Jesus Christ. We would get back up on the rock of the foundation, knowing that you are all powerful, that you are good, and that you reward those who diligently seek you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you guys. Have a seat. Thanks guys. Awesome. Okay, open up your Bibles to Hebrews 11. We are in Hall of Faith, such a great campaign to be in. And just so happens we got Dave Hall coming in 2 weeks' time. Someone said, did you do that? I was like, no. Dave Hall preaching on Hall of Faith, which is going to be amazing. He's going to do miracles, so make sure you're ready for that. We're talking about living by faith. And really, in this house, we are redigging the wells of 40 years, let's be honest. This place was built by faith. A group of people that sowed into this house, an eight-year journey to get approval to be in this house. And what I want to talk about this morning is Hebrews 11 in its fullness, because sometimes we look at Hebrews 11 and what it talks about is the great cloud of witnesses around us. Imagine being in a stadium, the great cloud of witnesses around us, and he's kind of encouraging the people in the church at that time that were looking to go back to tradition. It was almost like God hadn't done what they thought God wanted or was going to do, and so they decided that they'd give something else a go. And what they're doing is they're kind of going back to tradition, going back to angels and going back to these things and going back to other things. And the author of Hebrews is saying, don't go back. Stand your ground. And there's this beautiful moment where he says, all of these people around you are shouting at you to keep going. Maybe you here this morning need to look around you in the spiritual realm at Abraham and Sarah and all these ones that have lived before us that are shouting at you to keep going. Because what I want to talk about this morning is faith as not as a concept. We don't have faith in faith, we have faith in Christ. Because it's actually nothing to do with you. And it's more to do with what he did. As we look at this faith concept, it's confidence and trust in God. That's the simple definition of faith. Faith is confidence and trust and belief in something. And Hebrews 11:1 says this, now faith is the confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. Faith are spiritual eyes to see things that our circumstances and then maybe unseen in our realm right now. Faith is the spiritual ears to hear things of the promises of God when maybe everything else is shouting to us to give up. Faith is this moment where we start in faith, we live in faith, and by the end, guys, the goal is die with faith. because Hebrews 11 talks about by faith this person did this, by faith this person did this, and we stop halfway. But let me tell you, in the end, some of them died believing. Some of them got to the end and died, and but still believing in the promises. So I don't want to get this 80s song in your head for the whole sermon, but don't stop believing. You're never going to get it out now. I've been singing it all week. Don't stop believing. So first, I want to talk about we start this journey by faith, believing in what Christ did. In Ephesians 2, 8 to 9, it says this, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." We start in faith that is a gift from God. Why all of a sudden throughout our life does faith become us, not him? Why all of a sudden throughout our lives is faith a principle that we're working on and we're trying to be positive thinking and we're trying to do things? Let me tell you, if you just rely on what he has already done, reassure yourself that he is all powerful, reassure yourself that it's already finished and trust in him, that's faith. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes," this word believe is faith, "in him shall not perish but have eternal life." First and foremost, faith is a gift from God. First and foremost, it's not reliant on you, but there is something that we need to do in response. Number two, keep living by faith. Romans 1:17 says, "The righteous shall live by faith." I love the fact that faith is the vision of the kingdom. We see big things. Pastor Phil and Chris saw this building before we are sitting in here. They drew it on a napkin. Imagine that moment when they come here and they see what they had on that napkin and it's in reality. What are you waiting for? What is it that God is doing in your life? What is it that God is about to do in your life? Because I want to talk to your heart this morning. I'm going to be very vulnerable. If that's okay, I'm going to take Andy's lead. Hebrews 11 talks about these incredible people, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac. If you need some faith injection this morning, your homework is to go home and have a look at these guys. But I want to talk to you this morning, how do we keep living by faith when we get hit hard? Maybe faith is a word that something for you, it's just like, I just can't keep going, Katie. Maybe this morning when you heard it's on faith, you were like, I really don't want to be here. As I was praying over this message, and this is what I want to talk about this morning, I saw this incredible shelf of the rock of Jesus Christ, and we were all standing on this rock. And it was amazing, and we're all like standing up there, and it was incredible, and we're like, woohoo! And then the waves started to come of life. Like, has anyone seen the crazy Australians up in Queensland at the moment? I love this, like, stop being idiots and go inside. That's so Australia right now. Standing there where the waves hitting them and the waves hitting them. And maybe that's your Christian walk. Maybe the waves just kept coming and the waves just kept coming and you've slipped off the back. I know people that aren't in this church because the faith journey was just too hard. Maybe you've come here this morning and you're like, I can see all these people getting their answers, but it's not happening. I want to talk to you this morning. Get back up on the rock. Stand on what he has done. Stand on the promises of God, because let me tell you, he is faithful. So how do we do that? The first thing we do is know that God has the power to do it. In Hebrews 11:3, I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to jump in and out. It says, "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." Hebrews 11 starts with the cosmological power of God. Why? Because he basically says everything else under that, it's okay, because we start with he created. Everything that you're seeking this morning, maybe it's salvation for members that you just keep praying and praying and praying in the journey, and maybe you've lost faith that it's going to happen. Let me tell you, he is all powerful. Hebrews 11 screams that he can do it. These things in here aren't small things. Enoch just going to heaven. Sarah and Abraham having children. Hebrews 11 isn't to shame you. It's to encourage you that he can do greater things. It's not supposed to be a, oh my gosh. No, it's supposed to be a, if he can do that, what can he do in my life? it's supposed to encourage. Romans 4, 18 to 21. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Who is against all hope this morning? Who gets up in the morning? See, faith isn't just a thing that we do in church. Faith is a daily thing every morning. It's a daily thing to get up and go again. It's a daily thing to believe in God for good things. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offsprings be. God proclaimed it and promised it and he then had to walk it out. And let me tell you, the walk was a lot longer than what he thought. Anyone? I'm like, I hate your time clock, God, because it just, I don't even think he owns a watch, I'll be honest. I'm going to get up there and go, you need a watch or something. He's so outside of our time and space that when we put a measure upon him, he's like, nope, I will do it in my time, but let me tell you, he will do it. I love this moment where it says, without weakening in his faith, he was faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. See, faith isn't the denial of reality. Faith is the point where you look at reality and say, you will not have the last word. Where we kind of go, oh, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that. No, talk about it. Bernie Kelsey was sitting in the 8:30 service. That woman and that Mark and Bernie Kelsey have faced some incredible things and they faced it head on. They did what they needed to do. They were like, I'm doing this. But they faced it with this sense of not denying reality, but knowing that Christ will have the last word in their life. And I love it says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Listen to this. Being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. Are you fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he has promised you? Because let me tell you, Satan will be in your ear, you're not good enough. He's not powerful enough. Let me tell you, he is. Get the word of God back in you that he is powerful enough. Secondly, I want you to know this morning that he rewards those who seek him. Hebrews 11, 5 to 6. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. How cool is this? He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must, now listen, believe he exists and rewards those who diligently seek him. Maybe this morning you have lost faith. Maybe this morning you've lost faith in the church. Maybe this morning you've lost faith in God. Maybe you've stopped praying about that thing because you simply don't think he'll give it to you. Let me tell you, you need to know he will reward those who diligently seek him. That's my Jesus. He doesn't look at you and go, oh yeah, good try, but not good enough. This is why I get a little bit irky about when people say without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so people who don't have certain things haven't had the faith levels to believe for it. I think you're reversing an awful lot of the New Testament that says nothing separates me from the love of God. Nothing separates me from his love. He doesn't look down on you and say, oh, well, you didn't believe enough, you're out. That's not my Jesus. Anyone else? That's not my Jesus. My Jesus desires to give you the desires of your heart. He's looking at you saying, keep moving forward, keep going, stand upon my promises. I am powerful. I am able to do this and I will reward you. Thirdly, he is faithful. In Hebrews 10, 22 to 23, it says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe he is faithful? I'm going to say 8 years into Presence Conference, I was doubting. I decided at Presence Conference that I was clearly sitting in the wrong chair because every time we would do that miracle offering, I would believe with three other people, okay, yep, this is going to happen, yep, this is going to happen. And the two other people, it happened. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit in that chair next year. So next year, I sat in this chair. And guess what? She got the miracle. Oh my goodness. It's like when the waters start turning in the pool in New Testament and you're the last one to jump in. Do you feel like that this morning? Because let me tell you, there are moments in our life where faith is endurance. Faith is go again. Faith is believing again. I remember saying to God after 10 years, I was like, what are you doing? Do you not love me? What am I doing here? And he said to me, it's not about what I give you. It's about what I'm doing in you right now. What is he doing in you in the journey of faith? What is he doing in you? Hebrews 11:11, and by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. Church, our faith response, our belief in trust in Christ is because he is faithful. Turn to your neighbor and say, he is faithful. In 2 Timothy 2:13, it says this, if we are faithless, he remains. How good is that? So even if we waver, even if we have a moment, I heard a Christian's beautiful Christian lady say to me once, don't waver because God will take it off you. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure I'm going to like have a moment here. And it's okay if you have a moment. It's okay if you have, it's that beautiful moment where the guy says, help me in my unbelief, Christ, please. Some of us have been waiting a long time. Some of us have been journeying a long time. It took 40 years for my dad to enter a church. I get a text the other day. Guess what? Your father's going to church. What? I'm going to have to edit this out of the video, but God help his pastor. But that's an awful long time of arguments. That's an awful long time of preaching. That's an awful long time. Keep going. Keep going. Get back on the rock of Jesus Christ. He is faithful. He is powerful. He rewards those who stand back on the promises of God and know that you just don't stop believing. Let's have a look at Noah. Hebrews 11:7 says this. This is my last point here is this. Faith is not a one-off. It's an endurance race. It's a lifestyle. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. I love the story of Noah because we all go, this is crazy guy out the back building an ark. But let me tell you, when God said to him, it's going to rain and the floodwaters are going to come, they had never seen rain. They didn't, the earth was watered by springs. So God was promising something that he needed Noah to see that he had never seen before. And not only, like we're saying in this campaign, not only have an understanding of anchored faith in the word of God, but activated faith, build an ark for 120 years based on something that you don't know about. Would you do it? I'm just going to say I would probably be 10 years in and then I'd have enough. Anyone else on 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? My neighbors are calling me crazy Katie. 40 years now and they're like, what are you talking about with the rain? There's never rained before. 50 years and now I'm doubting God. Has anyone seen Evan Almighty? A little precipitation, Lord, something. Give me a drop of rain. No, nothing, nothing. Is that where you are right now? Nothing. Not even a drop of rain on this promise. Nothing. You can't see what's going on. Nothing. Keep building the ark. Because let me tell you, when that moment, because it says in the Bible, Noah was 500 when he had Shem, and then 600. So we're looking at about 100, 120 years, they're not sure. But let me tell you, when that flood water came, he was grateful that he kept the walk of faith. And these are the guys around us. Noah, when we're whinging in the race and we get ready to give up, and he's like, how long have you been going? 5 years. He's like, suck it up, buttercup. You got 115 to go. God help me. When I start whinging and say, I can't do this anymore, Lord. I've got Sarah up there going, I get it. I laughed too. But let me tell you, he is faithful. When I'm looking up at these cloud of witnesses and I'm looking at Enoch who just poof, gone. When I'm looking up at these people who have done extraordinary things. When I'm looking at Phil Pringle who built this place. And I'm not taking them as condemnation. I'm taking them as an encouragement. Keep moving forward. keep going. Because we start in faith, we live by faith, and then our end in faith. Hebrews 11:35. This is what we don't read in our Bible. Are you ready? There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Even in torturing, he's like, it's okay, I'll be resurrected later. Some faced jeers and flogging and chains. Have you heard this? Have you heard this preached? We should preach just on this. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what they had been promised, since God had planned something better for them, that only together with us would they be made perfect. What has God planned for you as you keep going? Let me tell you a funny story, and it's a story I've actually never shared before. And I was wrestling with God. I'm like, please don't make me share that story. And he's like, go. And God wins all the time. When I was 23, I was fainting and passing out at work, and I ended up in an ambulance, and I ended up in hospital. And when I came out of the hospital, they said, you have severe endometriosis, it's incurable, you will never have children. And I sat down with the doctor, and we went through what that looked like. And to be honest, I went to the doctor on my own because I thought it was fine. And he basically said this to me. He said, you have 6 months to have children. And I said, that's fast. Okay. And he said, and I need you to have the kids within 2 years, and then we're going to do surgery on you. I said, 2 years. All right, okay. He said, basically, sweetheart, if anyone wants to sleep with you, sleep with them now. I said, I said, I'm a Christian, so that's not happening. He said, it's okay, God will turn his eye. Just let it go, and he'll forgive you later. I said, that's not happening. Oh, Lord. Anyway, so I'm sitting in my driveway contemplating this. Do I have faith in God and believe for this, or do I go off and do what this doctor tells me to do? And my father walks around the corner, not going to be helpful at all, basically. And I'm thinking, I said, Dad, no. And I said, I just can't do it. I know what my father's answer is going to be. He's going to drive me to the police station and auction me at his, because he's the officer in charge of the police station. So I can see an auction where he's going to go, yep, I'll just auction my daughter off. Anyone want? And I'm like, I just can't, Dad. Can you just stay there? I just can't right now. And he said to me this. He said, isn't this what your God does? I said, what? He said, in your Bible, Hannah, Sarah, isn't this what your God does? He heals people from this? I said, yeah, he does. He said, don't you believe your Bible? I was like, get behind me, Satan. No, I didn't. I was like, okay. And then he walks off. And it struck me. Do I believe this? Do I believe that he can do it again? Do I believe what he says in this Bible? Do I believe that cancer can be cured? Yes, I do, because I've seen it. Do I believe that blind eyes will open? Yes, I do, because he's done it before. If he's done it before, he will do it again. I'll get the band up. Ooh, Bible. What is it that God is telling you to stand on this morning? What is he telling you to do? What is he saying? I want you to have faith to do that. Because let me tell you, he is powerful, he is faithful, and he will reward you. This morning, as I was praying over this service, I know there are people in here that are having a big faith journey, and coming to church hurts. There's babies everywhere. And I know that there are women in here that have been waiting 10, 15 years for kids. There are miracles happening of healing, and I know that there are people who are still walking through healing journeys. You sit here with Bernie Kelsey, and she's worshiping God. She's praising God through cancer. Keep believing. Keep going. when Dave Hall says there's miracles in this house, don't go, been there, done that, it doesn't work. No, go again. Go again. When that water in the New Testament started to shake, I can guarantee there was a lot of people on the side saying, no, I tried that last week and it didn't work. Get back in that water, because you don't know the point that God is going to do the miracle. You don't know the point where the water's going to shake and the miracle's going to come. I want to be at the point where I'm dying believing, not stopping midway. Anyone else? I want to be the point where I stand before Jesus and say, I kept going. That's faith. Faith is not a short sprint, it's an endurance race.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.